Much of the news focus, of course, is what's happening with now the impeachment trial in the Senate. I'm talking to people, and there are questions being asked and wonderment of, so how are we going to know what's going on? What kind of coverage is happening? And how is this all going to go with WSDW? Of course, during the House portion of the impeachment, we have some coverage.
Yeah, but now when they're scheduling 12-hour days, going from 1 in the afternoon to 1 o'clock in the morning, don't think so.
We're going to have to rely on our news sources of Fox News and CBS News to keep you up to date on the hour. We will have updates should they warrant, and perhaps some coverage at some point if it's more defined.
Right.
But this, I mean,
to argue about rules and procedure and stuff will get, it's like watching paint dry, I think.
And that's what's happening today. The draft, 4-page draft resolutions being reported by a lot of sources. I went to USA Today online just for a report, and it reads out this way, that the Senate will debate and vote on the rules today. And it says here that the Democratic impeachment managers and the president's lawyers would be given 24 hours each to present their cases. Mm-hmm. Under these rules, each side's presentations must take place over 2 working days in the Senate, meaning the presentations could go late into the night, as you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Following those presentations,
then there's more.
Senators are allowed to question both sides for a period of 16 hours, though it does not place a restriction on the number of days for that questioning period. So it could go on for days and days and days. And then this is just the debate over the rules and such. There'll be votes on calling witnesses or documents that wouldn't be allowed until after the question phase of the trial.
And you never know when someone's going to come up with something out of the blue, calling for an adjournment or delay or who knows.
We will
any breaking news, anything, any bombshells get dropped during the course of this, of course we'll have it.
Yeah, it just will not be as you could say, gavel to gavel. I can't imagine even some of the 24/7 cable news sources that always look for programming to fill. That would take a lot of effort on their part. And even if they did so, you're going to find them breaking away because they got to pay for their time as well. Right. And if they don't get on their commercial advertisements, you're going to find them in a situation where they just aren't going to be able to function.
Well, here's an opportunity for C-SPAN.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Exactly. It might be it. And I can't imagine anyone having the time to invest in all this. So this is where hopefully you're going to have to rely on a number of news sources.
Well, I think 50% of the people could care less and would just rather see it go away, as the president would like to see it go away. And so half the people would care less, probably.
Well, and I think we note by a number of polls, including some that we have advanced, most people have their minds made up and mm-hmm. nothing's going to change their minds mm-hmm. unless some huge unknown at this time suddenly becomes known.
Well, I suppose that might be if they ever get around to doing witnesses. There you might find a bombshell come out.
So again, we'll make our coverage as necessary, but don't have any expectations in this first round of the... And I'm hearing that this could go on for 3-4 weeks.
Yeah. The president would like to have it done in 2 weeks before his State of the Union address, but I doubt that's going to happen.
It's starting today. And again, we'll have the coverage for you in our news sources and more as necessary.